Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to talk to Dr. Randy Blanchard of the Plastic Surgery Center of Hampton Roads about some after weight loss type of things that can be done surgically, cosmetically. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And again, on this podcast, we're going to be talking to Dr. Randy Blanchard, who's one of the plastic surgeons around here in Hampton Roads, one of my favorite plastic surgeons around here. I can't say favorite because the rest of his partners would get mad at me, but one of my favorite plastic surgeons around here. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the procedures that can be done after someone has lost a bunch of weight, or literally doesn't even have to be after weight loss, but some of the procedures that can be done after weight loss and go from there. So welcome, Randy. Kind of say hello to everyone, and if you want something to say, introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. Again, as Dr. Clark said, I'm Randy Blanchard of the Plastic Surgery Center of Hampton Roads. We have offices here in Newport News, Hampton, and in Williamsburg. I've been in practice now for about my 15th year. All aspects of plastic surgery, but personally I have an interest in patients after weight loss, since I myself has had bariatric surgery by Dr. Tom Clark about 8 years ago. So I have a special interest in weight loss patients and the whole process. I think it's a wonderful thing.
All right. Yes, he does. He's done great with that, and he's one of the busiest plastic surgeons around here. So kind of, I see a lot of weight loss patients, and I'm hoping there's a well-worn path over to your office. But anyway, a lot of the times when I send somebody over there, what are some of the more common procedures that people are looking for after losing a bunch of weight?
Well, obviously when you lose a bunch of weight, there's going to be excess skin, and that's the main thing that we have to deal with. It can be anywhere. It can be excess skin on the arms, excess skin on the face even, giving you an aged look, thighs, and probably the most common is around the abdomen. Some folks are very lucky in that their skin retracts well after surgery, but the vast majority of us, you know, the skin just doesn't have that elastic property yet left, and when you lose the weight, the skin drops. And so come over to my office, and there's a lot of procedures we can do to tighten that skin, make you look a lot better.
Right, so probably one of the more common procedures I often asked about from the office when someone's lost a bunch of weight is what's called a paniculectomy, right? Or kind of removing some of that abdominal skin that's hanging there. They even ask about it before surgery. We talk about some ways to help prevent it, but reality is it's hard to prevent all that, like you said, because of the skin elasticity. So tell us a little bit, kind of what's involved with having a tummy tuck or paniculectomy. Kind of walk us through some of the things we need to consider, or someone who's thinking about this ought to consider.
Well, you're exactly right. This is probably the most exciting part of a weight loss is to get rid of that extra skin around the abdomen and give you that figure back. There are several aspects to this procedure. One is obviously removing the extra skin, but that's not all of it. Sometimes there's some residual fat that's underneath that skin, and I remove that as well. If there's a lot of extra skin in the lower abdominal area, we don't just take the skin from the lower abdomen, we take some skin of the upper abdomen as well. And when we do that, it requires us to remove the skin around the belly button. And again, this is all an individual thing. And finally, when you lose weight, you don't just lose weight under the skin, but you lose weight from inside your abdomen. They call it visceral fat. When that happens, you actually have a looseness to your abdominal wall. And so when I remove the extra skin, I can tighten that abdominal wall to give you a waist again, flatten your abdomen again, and just really tighten things up overall. As you said, what's involved in it? It sounds easy to talk about it, but it is a surgical procedure. Like any surgical procedure, there are You know, there's a recovery process you go through. The tightening of the abdominal musculature does add a little bit more to the recovery, since, as you can imagine, that's your core. That's where you're taking deep breaths. When you sneeze, when you go to sit up, it hurts. So it takes a little bit longer to recover from this operation than, say, you know, getting the skin from your arms removed. In general, we say, you know, 2 weeks. But if you're someone who's really tough, really motivated, if you have a desk-type job, you know, those folks can get back to work in a week. But in general, we say 2 weeks. If your job requires a lot of heavy lifting, you may need longer than that. You may need 3 weeks or even longer.
All right, so if I'm thinking about doing this, I could have six-pack abs or eight-pack abs again?
Well, a lot of that depends on the individual. Yes, sure. I mean, the thinning, the removal of the excess skin is going to get rid of the skin, but as far as the muscle development, you're going to have to do that on your own. Now, there have been cases. I had a man that came to me after weight loss about 3 months ago. I took the extra skin off. When I looked down at his abdominal wall, he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I didn't do anything to his abdominal wall. He had excellent muscle tone. But the rest of us, you know, we need to go back and, you know, hit the gym to develop that muscle tone back. Removing the extra skin is going to make that more visible, but it's not an automatic thing. It's you got to do the work.
Right. We still have to put in that work, don't we? Yeah, so that's one of the more common procedures that we see. And I do like people to understand, too, is that once they're healed, they should be able to do anything they want to. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Now, again, I keep going back to this. With the abdominal operation, we are tightening the muscles. That has to heal. We have to let that scar in, and that takes a little time. So even though you may be back at work at 2 weeks, before I'm going to let you go to the gym and or hit that that CrossFit training again, you need to give it a good 6 weeks to let that scar in. And even then, you're not going to be able to jump right back in the gym and do exactly what you were doing 6 weeks before. You have to slowly build that up. But I tell people, you know, a lot of my patients that have had this surgery are, you know, fanatics about working out and staying in shape. I tell them, you have the rest of your life to get to the gym, get in shape, let your body heal from this operation. Give me 6 weeks to heal, then you can do whatever you want to do.
Right. All right. Now, obviously, that's just one of the procedures that can be done after weight loss. And a lot of time, you know, just, you know, I hear people talk to me in the office about other things that they're concerned about. You know, often they're concerned with either the under their arms. They're sometimes concerned with, my breasts are sagging down lower. So there are other things that can actually be done, too. Kind of what are some of the other things that you see them coming in with and wanting to know more about?
Tom, the most common things, as you kind of hit on that, are for women, the breasts and the abdomen. And after the abdomen's done, usually the second thing on the agenda is the breast. The breast surgery is important because it not only is involved with removing that skin and lifting the breast back up on the chest, but restoring that volume. You can, after weight loss, and most of us that are having this surgery are, you know, aren't 19 years old, and so when you do lose that weight, the breast volume is gone. The breast is mostly fat in the middle age periods of our lives. So if you don't have any fat left on your body, you just don't have any breast volume. So we usually have to replace that breast volume with some sort of implant. Now, not everyone has to do that, but most people, when they desire a breast lift, what they really mean is they're desiring a more youthful appearing breast. And to me, and for a lot of people, a youthful appearing breast is one that has upper pole fullness. To really get that upper pole fullness, we need to use an implant. So along with the lift procedure, the tightening procedure, we put a small implant in the upper pole. Does a great job as far as restoring youthfulness to the breast. Other things that you touched on, the extra skin of the arm, we call that a brachioplasty. It involves removing that extra skin that's hanging down to the upper arm. Great procedure. The only drawback from that procedure is the incision we have to make sometimes is visible on the underside of the arm. But in most people, that's a easy trade-off because now they can wear nice tight shirts again, whereas before they couldn't. It's a trade-off, but it's definitely worth it in most patients that have had a significant weight loss.
Right, I think all of those are very common. I do want to touch, before we kind of wind this all down, you know, sometimes I've had a couple of my patients go see you at the office, and a couple of them had that lower body lift, and they look pretty incredible after that, you know, from seeing them before and after. Tell me a little bit about that. It's a bigger thing, I know, but tell us a little bit about that, because that's something I think many people would be interested in.
Well, Tom, thanks for bringing that up. That is just, it's an outstanding operation. It's a great operation. It improves not only the abdomen, because it's basically a tummy tuck procedure, but it continues all the way around your body. The reason it's necessary in patients with weight loss is because when you're heavy, you have extra weight all the way around your body. When you lose it, you're losing it all the way around the body. Unlike someone who may have had a couple children. When they've had a couple children, they're stretching out the skin right in front of their abdomen, stretching out the muscles, and they can get by with a little tummy tuck. But after a big weight loss, you have extra skin on your buttocks, your lateral thighs, your abdomen. It's literally all the way around your body. So what the body lift procedure is basically a tummy tuck that goes all the way around your body. You're getting a thigh lift out of it, you're getting a buttocks lift out of it, and you're getting a tummy tuck out of it. It is a little bit longer in the operating room. A lot of that has to do with positioning, because we have to start you out on your stomach, work from the backside, and then flip you around from the front and do it from the front. But it's easier to do it that way than to try to do it in two separate operations. That is, do a butt lift and thigh lift, and then a few months later do the tummy. Most patients that have that circumferential lift done are not out of work any longer than the tummy tuck operation by itself. But because it is a bigger operation, a longer operation, I usually like to keep those patients in the hospital overnight just to keep an eye on them, give them some IV fluids, watch their pain control.
Right. Now, you kind of brought that subject up right there at the end, is that, you know, a lot of these procedures can actually be done as an outpatient. A lot of them can be done in your office then. And you have a full operating room there at your office with board-certified anesthesiologists. And so it's a great place if you can have an outpatient procedure to get it done in the office. But there are some times that, okay, the hospital can be a better place. But again, isn't that correct? You can, a lot of these things, it can be safely done in the office setting now?
Absolutely, without a doubt. The majority of the abdominoplasty procedures, definitely the breast procedures, anything on the arms or the facelift procedures are safely done in the office. And as Dr. Clark mentioned, this is a board certified anesthesiologist, so there'll be two doctors with you at all times. This is an accredited facility, accredited by the same agencies that accredit the ambulatory surgical facilities at the hospital. All of our nurses are credentialed. It's a safe place to have surgery. But there are some patients who would do better in the hospital, and that is someone who I think may benefit from an overnight stay. Maybe they have some blood pressure issues, maybe some asthma issues. Just the whole thing about this is patient safety. If I feel patient would be safer monitored in the hospital overnight, then we do that. You know, it's usually not any additional charge to the patient. The hospitals have been nice enough to get together with us on a cosmetic type of fee, so that we're not really passing any of that extra charge on to the patient. If it's an insurance covered case, like a paniculectomy or a tummy tuck case, then of course all those charges are covered by the insurance.
All right, Randy, that was great. We're going to wind this down here. Anything in particular you want to send them off with, a certain message before we kind of check out here and sign off?
Just congratulations on your weight loss. It's a wonderful thing. Every day I look in the mirror and I look at my medicine cabinet and see no medicines. I thank God for Dr. Clark for helping me get through this. I would do it again in a second. And once you've done the weight loss, if there's anything I can do to help you out, give us a call, Plastic Surgery Center of Hampton Roads.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy. Again, you can reach him there at the Plastic Surgery Center for Hampton Roads. I believe the website is www.pss. What is it, Randy, again?
PSCHR.com.
You got it. PSCHR.com. The phone number there is 757-873-3500. Again, thank you very much. If you want more information concerning weight loss just in itself, I encourage you go to our corporate website, which is cfwls.com, or just more kind of information about weight loss all by itself. We have the Losing Weight USA. Losing Weight USA is just another separate little membership site where you get access to me every single week. We discuss different parts of weight loss, as well as you can get weight loss tips, handouts, and recipes each week as well. The website for that is www.losingweightusa.com. So this is Dr. Clark, and we're going to be signing off here. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we'll see you, hear you, and listen to you, and hopefully you'll hear me on this next podcast. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.